Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says that the outcome reflects a lot of hard work by diplomats.
It was a matter of working through the visa arrangements and the travel arrangements, and we obviously were able to do that in an expedited fashion and to do so cooperatively with the Chinese and Mr. Chen.
Chen Guangcheng was allowed to leave China early today after a nearly month-long diplomatic tussle. He's scheduled to arrive on the United Airlines flight headed for Newark, New Jersey. A collision involving seven school buses east of Atlanta left one driver trapped in the wreckage today. She's been flown to a hospital for treatment, while more than 50 children were also taken to the hospital for injuries. The accident happened while the buses were taking students to an amusement park. This is SRN News.
News Talk 660. K-Sky and the Wells Report. Every weekday afternoon at 5. News Talk 660. K-Sky. Live from the studios of News Talk 660. K-Sky. This is DFW Medical Magazine, featuring helpful and insightful commentary from DFW area medical professionals. Listen as Dr. Brian Nymphaeus interviews medical experts and asks the important questions that affect your health. Learn more about your body, your health, and how to live a healthier life. Get in on the discussion at 1-866-660-KSKY. This is DFW Medical Magazine. Now, here's your host, Dr. Brian Nymphaeus.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Good afternoon, Dallas-Fort Worth, and everybody listening on the World Wide Web at ksky.com. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, host of the Medical Magazine. Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope you're ready to learn about health and wellness. Joining me is the great Doug Rake of Haney Rake and Repass. Doug.
Good to be here, Brian.
And Kevin Stewart, the elite rehab assistant of Victory Chiropractic. Kevin, good afternoon.
Elite. I'm kind of liking that name.
That just hit me right now.
Well, I like it. Sure is good to be here. Missed the last two shows, but I was at a health seminar, so all is good.
That's it. And now you're all high on health and wellness, right?
Very
He's
high on health and wellness.
Highly educated elite.
He is highly educated and elite. Now, today we've got a great show planned. We're going to talk about digestion. We're going to talk about the GI tract. And we're going to try and explain to you how important your stomach is. Now, when you hear the term stomach or GI tract, it's kind of, those are vague terms. So we're going to break it down a little bit, make it a little bit more understandable so people really get the true knowledge of how the gut works and how the stomach works and how the GI tract works, because it's a vital set of organs that we need for digestion. So, Doug, let me ask you this. When I say the term GI tract, what's the first thing that you think of?
Stomach and intestines.
Stomach and intestines. Now, what about the function of the GI tract? Kevin, what's the first thing that you think of?
Well, food, eating food, taking food in your mouth, swallowing it, the stomach processing it, and it somehow being absorbed into the body.
And it's that somehow being absorbed in the body that we're really going to dive into, because I think we take for granted as a human species just how fabulous and how fantastic our body is at absorbing nutrients. And the only way for our bodies to get healthy and to heal is for us to absorb and utilize the nutrients that we eat. Now, in our society, we have such a fast-paced society. We're eating foods on the go. We're not eating healthy foods on a regular basis. But yet our bodies are still absorbing whatever we put into it. So we're going to talk a little bit about what the intestines need, what your GI tract needs. We'll, of course, talk about what foods are best for the body, but also how those things get digested. Now, before we really get cranking into it, I want you guys cranking into today's episode. I want you guys to really understand that if you're listening for the first time, this is a live call-in show. So if you have any questions, give us a call at 866-660-5759. That's 866-660-5759. And we'll get your questions asked. And on air, if you want your questions on air, or you can tell them to Tiffany, she can chat it in here. So the show is brought to you by Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in the heart of South Lake, Texas. And if you want any more information about Victory Chiropractic, log on to their website at victorychiropractic.com. Now, we're going to talk about the GI tract. So, Kevin, give us a little bit of insight into what the GI tract is.
Well, it starts at your mouth. Whenever you eat a food, your saliva actually begins the digestion process. You can see that if you put like saltines in your mouth, hold in there for a few minutes, and you'll actually notice the starchy cracker will start to taste sweet. So through the use of enzymes and your stomach acid being at a low pH, you begin to change food into a form where the body can really use it. You break down proteins into peptides, into amino acids, and your body sends the food where it needs to be.
Absolutely. So what happens is we have the ability to begin digesting foods in our mouth. We have something called salivary glands, and we have different taste buds on the tongue for different things, and that begins the process of digesting. It doesn't matter if it's a saltine cracker, if it doesn't matter if it's a piece of meat or a vegetable or a fruit, we begin the digestion in our mouth, and that's very important for a lot of people to realize, and that's why chewing is so important, because as you chew the food up, you break it up, and you begin the process of digestion. Now, as you swallow foods, it goes into the stomach. And this is where a lot of confusion happens. Because, Doug, did you realize that in the stomach itself, that's not where a lot of nutrient absorption occurs? Did you know that?
I did know that.
You did know that. That's because you're smarter than the average bear.
But it's because I have, by the process of absorption and osmosis, learned that from you even before you said it.
No, thank you very much. But I'm sure that you absorb more information from other people that you know, because they have more information to give you. But either way, I digress. The stomach does not digest a lot of foods. What the stomach does is prepare the food for digestion. So let's go into the stomach and talk a little bit about the stomach for a minute. Because what the stomach does is it's a very muscular organ. There are several layers of muscles, and it literally will spin the food around in circles. And there are different stomach acids, and we won't get too deep into the different stomach acids. Just know that there are multiple stomach acids, and these are needed for the absorption of foods. But what the stomach does is it turns the food over, turns it in a big circle over and over and over again.
Kind of like a washing machine, just spinning like a washing, sort of like that.
Great analogy, like a washing machine. And if you have a lot of food in the stomach, it's going to have to turn it over, and it's going to be a slower process. So as a result, we get a lot of potential people that when they overeat, they will tend to get acid reflux.
Absolutely, particularly as you get towards my age.
Yes, but it's not because of age. It's because there's a problem sitting in there. Now, we have a little problem with our computer system here, but we have a caller online, one that I want to get to. This is Dr. Brian Infias. Welcome to the DFW Medical Magazine.
Hi. My name is Lynn. I'm in Dallas.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm doing real well, thank you. And the reason why I'm calling is a very close family friend has just been diagnosed with ulcerative colitis.
Okay.
Now, I'm very much myself geared to treating with, you know, probiotics, you know, making sure I have good, healthy probiotics in my digestive system and all that. But something like ulcerative colitis is nothing I've ever looked into before.
Well,
and so I need some help for him, so that he can either heal this issue or at least make it as comfortable for him as possible.
Absolutely. Well, ulcerative colitis, it's an inflammatory disease. It's a type of irritable bowel disease. Now, this is stuff that we can actually heal from. The human body was designed to heal. So what tends to happen is we start to have fluctuations of diarrhea and constipation. We start to have ulcers that will begin to form, and this causes a lot of different symptoms and a lot of different pain. Has he ever been diagnosed with Crohn's disease or anything along those lines?
No. As a matter of fact, this is the first diagnosis. At first, you know, there was a fear that it might be cancer, but last week the doctor told him that it was ulcerative colitis. Now, in my studies and research on the Internet, Crohn's disease did come up quite a lot. But
well, they're very similar in terms of the fact that they're both irritable bowel diseases. And they're also very similar in terms of what they will affect in the GI tract. One of my best recommendations is how into alternative therapies, and when I say alternative, I mean non-traditional drug therapies, are you?
Well, it's just pretty much my hobby. I've never gone to school, but I read a lot about it. And if something comes up in my own body, then that's the first place I go to.
Okay.
And I talk to the people in health food stores and the supplement section and things like that.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you this real quick. Is there any acid reflux associated with the problem?
In him, he hasn't mentioned that, but the diarrhea, the pain, the severe stomach pain, and vomiting are three issues that he is going through, yes.
Okay, so there are a few things I want you to think about. I want you to think about the pH of the stomach. Is the pH of the stomach too high or too low? Okay.
Okay.
And when you do your Google research, think about the pH. I also want you to look specifically into a product called Aloe Extra. The aloe plant is fantastic with healing properties for a lot of different things. A lot of times we think of aloe for burns of the skin. But it does, when you orally intake aloe, it has the same type of effect for the GI tract.
Okay.
You can go on the Victory Chiropractic website, and there's a link to aloe, I believe, there as well, the Aloe Extra. And one of the things I'd also like to do is put you back on hold. We're coming up on a short break. And get your name and information to Tiffany.
Yes.
And what we'll do is we'll try to get a hold of you after the show with a little bit more detailed information and see if we can't get you looked at and see if there's anything nutritionally we can do along with the aloe for you.
That is so great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much for your call. Listen, have a great Saturday afternoon, and thank you so much for tuning in to the DFW Medical Magazine.
And thanks for all you do. This is a very great radio program. It's a great service to the community.
Thank you so much. Have you listened long?
Well, I missed you quite a lot because of church activities, but I'm just sitting here today. And I just happened to catch it, but I have caught you off and on, and every time I catch you on the air, it's something that I need to hear.
Thank you so much. Listen, we understand missing it for church, and have a great service if you're going today. Stay on the line so Tiffany can get your information, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We're heading into a short break. We'll be right back after these short messages.
Get the News Talk 660 KSKY app for your mobile device. Available now at KSKY.com.
Well, it's spring, and it's time to do some of the most important gardening of the year, and I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, who can help you do just that. I teach people how to garden and do landscaping and compost making and pest control the natural way. We spend a lot of time talking about trees because that's my favorite subject because it's where the most money is spent. I'm Howard Garrett. Let's get together this weekend. Hope to see you then.
Join Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, every Sunday morning at 8, right here on News Talk 660 KSKY.
Mamma mia! This year for Main Street Days, we're taking a slice out of Italy and putting it smack in the middle of downtown Grapevine's bustling Main Street. May 18th through May 20th, it's Grapevine's Main Street Days with a pizza piazza. Great restaurants baking some of the finest pizzas you've ever tasted. Now that's amore. And speaking of amore, we got lots of amore. Premium wines from across the country in Italy, cold Texas craft beers, non-stop exciting live music, arts and crafts, tasty festival foods, carnival rides, midway games. Plus, the debut shootout of our 9-foot-tall animatronic 1890s would-be train robbers, Ned Barrett and Willie Majors, on Friday at the Cotton Belt Hotel Tower. And then every day just before noon and 6 p.m. thereafter, our 28th annual Main Street Days of Pizza Experience is three full days of fun, opening Friday, May 18th, when admission is free until 5 p.m. For more information, visit GrapevineTexasUSA.com or call 817-410-3185. Benvenuto, y'all!
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy, a way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-400-2936. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-400-2936. That's 1-800-400-2936. 1-800-400-2936.
Here's Glenn Beck with an urgent message for parents.
Let me talk to you as a concerned parent. I was introduced to a reading program called the New Phonics Game, and Tanya and I were playing it at home with the kids. And Tanya and I are both on a mission to give our kids the absolute best opportunity we possibly can. If you have kids, elementary school, all the way up through junior high, and they are not playing this amazing game, they're missing out. It was co-developed by the University of California Regents to do one thing. Give your child superior reading skills. The New Phonics Game guarantees your child will score a full letter grade higher in English, reading, and spelling on their next report card, or you get your money back.
The first 50 to call get to try it free. Just pay shipping. Plus, you'll receive our reading assessment kit, a $50 value free. Call 1-888-962-READ. 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 All students learn differently. Conditions apply. See phonicsgrades.com for details.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell. You're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The Dennis Miller Show, every weeknight at 9. News Talk 660. K-Sky. 866-660-K-Sky is the number to call to ask your questions to Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on News Talk 660. K-Sky.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine, your source for health and wellness information. We're talking today about the GI tract, the stomach, the intestines, and how you're going to be able to better digest the foods that you want to eat and utilize them within the body. Now, when it comes to the GI tract, we talked a minute ago about how the stomach is not where the digestion takes place. The digestion actually takes place in the colon, the small and large intestine. And when it comes to the digestion of the food, the stomach is responsible for churning it over, getting it ready for pre-absorption, so to speak, and then it passes it through. Now, in order for certain foods to be digested properly, we need a very acidic environment in the stomach. So, especially when it comes to digesting our B vitamins and calcium. Doug, what's one of the major problems in society today when it comes to nutrition? A lot of people are fatigued, right?
Absolutely.
A lot of people are concerned about calcium levels, correct?
Absolutely.
A lot of people also have stomach acidity problems, which we better know as
acid reflux.
Acid reflux. Acid reflux is almost at epidemic proportions right now. And one of the problems with acid reflux is that the problem isn't the stomach acid. It's the lack of stomach acid or the buffered pH. When your stomach acid isn't strong enough, then you can't digest the calcium. You can't digest the B vitamins. So many people, even though they're running to the store for calcium supplements or B vitamin supplements, they're not digesting it because the stomach acid isn't strong enough and the pH of the stomach is buffered slightly. So what we need to do is we need to feed the stomach, give it what it needs. And there are certain foods that are good and bad for the stomach. Citrus foods are good for the stomach. But if you don't have the proper stomach acid, citric foods could upset the stomach and cause you to have the acid reflux type symptoms. And when we have those acid reflux type symptoms, it causes us to run the risk of over-developing bacteria in our esophagus. And when you overdevelop bacteria, you start to have bad breath. You start to be sick on a regular basis, and certain foods don't taste good, and you start to lose your appetite for certain foods. And a lot of that is traced back to the stomach and the lack of normal acid that's there. And then what happens to people? Their natural thought is when they're having acid reflux problems is to
raise the pH.
Absolutely. They try to buffer it, and when you buffer, you actually raise the pH. And that, unfortunately, makes the problem even worse. And when the problem gets worse, then you run to a pharmaceutical measure. And when you run to a pharmaceutical measure, what that does is it shuts off the production of hydrochloric acid, which even further buffers the stomach and makes it tougher to churn the food in the stomach, which leads to digestion problems, which leads to things like ulcerative colitis, it leads to Crohn's disease, and it causes inflammation to occur. Now, Doug, you are in your 50s, correct?
Well, I usually don't admit that because most women think I look 25 to 30, but yes, I'm 52.
Well, but you've aged gracefully.
Oh, gracefully and greatly.
Yes. So in your time here in your 50s, you come across a lot of people in your age range that you talk to that are having similar problems digesting foods, don't you?
Your timing is unbelievable. As a matter of fact, on Mother's Day last Sunday, with all of my family together, there was a big old argument regarding this very issue because acid reflux is a problem that plagues everybody in my family. I have four siblings, and all of us have it to greater or lesser degrees, and there was a big old argument as to what to do with it. At the dinner table, ruining my mother's Mother's Day between her children on Mother's Day.
Well, it turns out that there is hope for everybody struggling with acid reflux. And the hope is in strengthening and rebuilding the pH of the stomach. And we do this at the office with things like Zypan, Gastrix, which are standard process products that help to rebuild the stomach acid, which tends to decrease the amount of times that you have the acid reflux.
Right.
Now, it seems kind of weird that a natural product, natural substances, could take care of acid reflux, because we have all been sold this giant bill of goods in terms of from the Tums to the Tagamet. And it's not true. We don't have to be hooked on medications. So, Doug, in the argument, what were some of the arguments that you guys were having, pro and con? What were some of the things that everybody thought you should do?
Well, there was me who thought that you ought to treat the problem naturally. And backing up one step, you really ought to treat the problem with your diet.
Correct.
And then there was my sister who believed that, you know, she's on a prescription medication which deals with one issue related to acid reflux, and her doctor had put her on that for fear of her maybe developing esophageal cancer. And then there was my brother who was on a completely different kind of prescription medication, and his doctor had said that the acids that cause esophageal cancer are not the acids that cause acid reflux, and it was a different prescription medication, therefore, that you needed to treat the problem. So you had a prescription medication, a completely different kind of prescription medication, and me who said you really just needed to clean your diet up. So
absolutely, and one of the toughest things to do is try to clean your diet up. I mean, let's be honest, it's not the easiest thing to do. Most of us know we have an eating problem, but very few of us know how to change it or what to change it to. And that becomes the problem when we say, well, I know I need to eat better, but I don't know what to eat.
And, you know, acid reflux, quite frankly, wasn't as big of a problem 75 years ago with my grandparents' generation. It's sort of come about during the same period of time that fast food restaurants and the quick eating arrangements have come about.
And at the same time, everybody's stress levels have gone through the roof, so you have to look into what the adrenal glands are doing, because the adrenal glands are our stress glands, and if we're stressed to the max, our adrenal glands are going to continually fire, and when our adrenal glands fire, they release a substance called cortisol. Cortisol is what keeps the body inflamed. It's an inflammatory substance. Now, if you're stressed out and your stomach's bothering you, they feed each other, and then you continually release cortisol, which continues the inflammation process, which continues the lack of normal stomach acidity, and then digestion decreases, and food absorption decreases, and the body gets into a malnutrition state. And then that's when we start to go, well, drug A, drug B, drug C, and we see problems start to develop over and over and over again, when in reality, what we need to do is trace some steps back. Look at what we're eating, look at how we're eating it, look at when we're eating it, and attack the problem nutritionally. Because the problem with acid reflux is not a lack of medication. It's a nutritional component that triggers it. But most of the time, we ignore the nutritional component, and we go right into the fact that, well, we're not going to change what we eat. We'll just continue to eat that and take these medications. But all along, our health suffers. Because if our GI tract doesn't function properly, people are not properly making the link that our absorption of food decreases. The other thing that happens is, if you think about the importance of your brain, we all know how important the brain is.
I've gotten by with that one for 52 years, but for most people it comes in handy.
Well, you know, sometimes you get lucky, right?
There you go.
other than Doug, we can't live without the brain. We can't function without the brain. And your stomach, your GI tract, is like a second brain, because it's determining what to do with the nutrients that we absorb. And it has direct links to and from the brain, and it communicates. So if we are eating fast foods and we're eating in a hurry, our body recognizes that, and we don't produce the normal stomach acids. If we're eating in a hurry, chances are we're not chewing, so we're not beginning the digestion process, like Kevin said, in the mouth with the salivary glands. So the ability to digest food decreases as well, and that speeds the problem along. And what we need to do is be able to take our time. Now I realize that that sounds real simple. We should all just sit back and pretend it's still 1800, but our society has progressed. So what we need to do is mentally slow our bodies down, slow our minds down, eat foods, chew a little bit longer, begin the digestion process, and recognize that the foods that grow naturally on Earth are what we were designed to consume. And when we get away from that, then our bodies begin to break down. Our society is now based on consuming synthetic foods. Synthetic foods were not what our bodies were intended to eat.
You know, and when the synthetic food causes a problem like acid reflux, and then you try to tweak it with a little prescribed medication, it's just like trying to tweak the economy. You make a little change here and three bad changes happen over there. And that's exactly what happens with these prescribed medications as well, as opposed to going back and fixing the root problem, which is your diet.
Absolutely. And when the root problem is your diet, you have to go back to the source. And getting back to the source is not easy. And that's what we are here for at the DFW Medical Magazine. Brought to you by Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in the heart of South Lake, Texas. Now, if you guys are joining us here, thank you so much for spending part of your Saturday afternoon with us. Give us a call at 866-660-5759 so we can get your questions answered and give you the help you need to tackle these problems with health and wellness.
Bill Bennett's Morning in America, weekdays from 5 to 8 a.m. on News Talk 660, K-Sky.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-458-0896. 1-800-458-0896. That's 1-800-458-0896.
When you think about Memorial Day, what comes to mind? Barbecue with friends or a sale at the mall? Memorial Day should be about the brave men and women who gave their lives for our freedom. That's why we're asking you to join us for the Carry the Load Memorial Day Walk, Sunday, May 27th and Monday, May 28th at Rivershawn Park, as we honor veterans and active duty members of the military, law enforcement, and firefighters. It's a life-changing journey for people as they walk or run, whether it's for 20 hours or 20 minutes. The Carry the Load Walk reminds us that like the service members you honor, you can do more than you think. Each person is encouraged to make a donation to help the wounded and the families of the fallen. Find out more today online at carrytheload.org/Dallas. That's carrytheload.org/Dallas. Memorial Day is a time to honor these brave men and women. So join Carry the Load on Sunday and Monday, May 27th and 28th at Rivershawn Park in Dallas. Sign up to participate and start your fundraising today. Visit carrytheload.org/Dallas.
You already know that the next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. But did you know that Dalworth is also the answer to all your flooring needs? Hi, Cheryl here for Dalworth Clean. With our award-winning service, we can revive, restore, or replace all the flooring in your home. From carpet and tile to wood and stone, nobody knows flooring better than Dalworth. And only Dalworth offers the one-year cleaning rebate, which gives you the opportunity to get the money you've spent on cleaning back when you purchase new flooring from Dalworth. Some conditions do apply, so call us today for details. And be sure to ask about all our specials. Prices won't be any lower than they are right now, so it's a great time to get your home Dalworth clean. Dalworth is a 6-time Consumer Choice Award winner and has an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Why wait? Call us today or make your appointment at Dalworth.com. And remember,
call 267-8433 because the next best thing to do is Dalworth clean.
Hi, I'm a home. You know where your heart is.
Don't worry, I know how you feel about me. That's why you need to get me flood insurance. If you get homesick after a few days, imagine how a flood would make you feel. Just a few inches of water can cost tens of thousands of dollars in damage. And homeowners insurance doesn't cover floods. But in moderate to low-risk areas, flood insurance starts as low as $129 a year. Visit floodsmart.gov to learn how a flood could affect you.
Is the global debt crisis about to crash the markets and gut your savings? Numbers don't lie. There's no job growth, housing looks anemic, and now more talk of another U.S. credit downgrade. Wake up, America. The 2008 crisis wiped out trillions. Don't let it happen to you. Call 888-299-8333 now to receive the free blockbuster end of the dollar video and the gold IRA investor kit from Lear Capital. Get the free video. Take advantage of gold in your retirement accounts now. Call 888-299-8333. That's 888-299-8333.
New choice. Intelligent talk. News Talk 660. K-Sky. The DFW Medical Magazine show continues. Give us a call at 866-660-K-Sky. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on News Talk 660. K-Sky.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine, brought to you by Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in the heart of South Lake, Texas. You can visit their website at victorychiropractic.com, and you can also download their free mobile app at the App Store, either for an Android phone or for the iPhone and iPad. Now, we're talking about the GI tract. We're talking about digestion. And when it comes to digestion, people take for granted how incredibly amazing our GI tracts are. I mean, we can have multiple problems in terms of ulcers here, irritable bowel syndrome here, and still digest foods. But what happens is it's such an amazing system that we take it for granted. And when it comes to digesting food, it starts in the mouth. Like Kevin said, we have salivary glands that start to release different different enzymes to digest the foods. And we have taste buds on our tongue to taste the different things. And the longer you chew certain things, the better it becomes. Now, there are other organs that assist in the ability to digest food. You know, you have to have the liver, you have to have bile salts from the gallbladder. So it's a whole big system that's in play. And when it comes to the system, a lot of times the problem with a lot of people is they can't get over the fact that when they eat foods, they get the acid reflux type of a thing. And we mentioned before about how the stomach, it's got an incredible ability to churn food over and over. Doug, like you were saying, picture clothes in the washing machine.
Right.
If you stuff the washing machine too full, it won't get anything clean. If you don't put enough stuff in there, it's going to churn it in there real quick and it'll spin over.
Right.
Now, we have to have a very acidic environment within the stomach so that we can absorb and digest our B vitamins and our calcium. And there are so many people that are running out of energy and they're trying to get B vitamins. And it's not that you're not consuming enough B vitamins, it's that your body's not absorbing them.
Right. Your stomach just isn't efficient anymore.
Correct.
Or your digestive tract as a whole isn't efficient anymore and you're not efficiently absorbing your nutrients.
Absolutely. So there are a lot of people that are running out for B vitamins. They want B12 shots because they think that they don't have enough energy and they're deficient in B vitamins. Well, one of the main reasons we're deficient in certain vitamins is because we're not absorbing them when we intake them. The other thing that's important is to realize the source of your B vitamins. And so, Kevin, what are a few good sources for someone to consume B vitamins?
Well, right off the top of my head, beets. Beets are very good. Alfalfa, barley.
And here's the thing. There are not a lot of people that are consuming beets or alfalfa. And people, the only time people are getting barley is if they're drinking it out of a beer.
Now, I mean barley in a natural state.
I knew you did. But for those of you listening, you're not going to get the B vitamins from the barley in the beer. Now, so we're not consuming these foods on a regular basis. So a lot of people looking to get them from different supplements.
When you hit the nail on the head with my generation, well, with white males over 50, I tell you half of my friends are getting B12 shots now. It's unbelievable how common that is.
Absolutely. And the other thing that's going on with your generation, and then your generation has passed along as well, is that people are getting steroid shots for different reasons. People are taking antibiotics. anytime you get a steroid shot, anytime you take antibiotics, then you're going to have an imbalance issue because those things ruin the intestinal lining and the bacteria that are in there. So those things lead to the inability to digest certain foods. And those B12 shots are because people are running out of energy. But all of those problems can be fixed naturally through natural substances like beets, alfalfa, barley. If you don't want to consume those foods, you can get them through whole food vitamin supplements, which is what we use in the office. Called a company called Standard Process is fantastic for having whole food vitamin supplements so that you can help to rebuild your intestinal walls. You can help to rebuild the acidity in your stomach so that you no longer have those problems. And when our GI tract gets out of balance, it affects everything. And I'll give you a perfect example. If you've ever been hungry, and then all of a sudden, after a while, when you're hungry for a long enough period of time, you become cranky. That's because your GI tract affects our thinking. It affects our mood. It affects the part of the brain that controls our emotions. Other things that happen when we get over hungry, so to speak, or hungry for a long period of time, is we begin to shake. We have imbalances. It has links to the neuromuscular system, all part of the brain. Those things don't happen by accident. Those are designed triggers so that we know, hey, we need to consume some food. So a lot of times people have these mood swings because they're hungry, and they're not hungry for fast foods. They're hungry for real foods. And so in the absence of consuming real foods or real nutrients, then the body begins to break down. And a lot of times you trace it back to how the digestive tract is working, or in a lot of cases, not working.
Yeah, they're beyond hungry. What they really are is deficient.
Absolutely. They're malnutritioned. And you can become malnutritioned by eating fast foods on a regular basis. You can become malnutritioned by getting steroid shots on a regular basis or by taking antibiotics. And people think these things are safe, but they're ruining the ability to digest food. And the digestion is linked to how we think, how we feel, and the decisions that we make. Have you ever made decisions that you knew that was not a good idea, but you're really hungry and you just had to do something?
Absolutely.
We all have done these things. But these are problems that we could fix. Now, the fixing of it isn't always the easiest thing. Because the first thing you have to do is you have to realize that drugs don't fix the problem. That the medication you get from a medical doctor, physician's assistant, nurse practitioner, whoever you get it from, that is covering up the symptoms.
Yeah, it's just sort of tweaking a symptom. It's certainly not getting to the root of the problem.
Fixing the problem requires using whole food vitamins, whole foods themselves, and it requires you to have the patience to work through the days where you don't feel as good. But it is absolutely worth it, and it's how we were designed to live. And my question to everybody listening out there is, would you rather just mask the symptoms, or would you rather correct the problem?
I'd say we get to the root cause.
It's the most obvious answer. It is the obvious answer, but sometimes it takes a little bit of time. And for those of us that are living on a day-to-day fast food, we don't necessarily feel like we have the time to wait.
You know, the 1-2 solution for most men my age who are trying to do anything active, they A, get B12 vitamin shots, and they B, drink energy drinks.
Absolutely.
Now, is that a recipe for ultimate failure?
That is a recipe for, because what it does is it feeds you for a second. At least it gives you a perception that it feeds you with energy for a second. But what it does long term is it robs you of it. Now, that same thing is what the youth of America is doing as well. The kids in high school, college, just out of college, they're trying to burn the candle on both ends of the stick, and they're staying out late, they're waking up late, they're starving themselves for nutrients, they're chugging Red Bulls and other energy drinks, and they're getting B vitamins, and they're ruining their bodies from the inside because of what they're inputting from the outside.
Brian, for 5 years, I listened to men my age talk about how idiotic high school males were, and that's hard to argue that they. But now, 5 years down the road, they've adopted the same lifestyle that their teenage kids had in high school. Men my age are drinking Red Bull as much as high school kids are now. It's really unbelievable.
Red Bull has really taken over for the coffee. I mean, it's really given coffee a run for the money. People are consuming Red Bulls instead of coffee these days, and the sugar content alone is damaging. But the they sell it because they pump in some B vitamins. But you can't artificially stimulate the body like that. You have to give the body the nutrients it needs. And when we lack the nutrients, we become malnutritioned. And when we become malnutritioned, there are certain sets of symptoms that start to arise, but we avoid or we ignore them time and time again, and we take a pill. We look for a prescription. The answer to our health problems is not found in a prescription. It's found in natural whole foods, and those natural whole foods sometimes require a little bit of extra effort to go and seek out. And at the office, at Victory Chiropractic, we really try to empower people to understand the difference between taking vitamin A or vitamin D versus taking the whole foods. Because if you take the whole foods, you consume them the way nature intended, the way your digestive system was designed to, and your digestive system is designed to digest foods and absorb them. They're not just to get one particular vitamin and let it circulate through the body. We're designed to have processes so that we can digest, absorb, and utilize nutrients. Now, you're listening to the DFW Medical Magazine, brought to you in part by Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in South Lake, Texas. You can visit their website at victorychiropractic.com. We also are brought to you by Adventure Play Care, Adventure Kids Play Care, located in South Lake and Mansfield. If you guys want to have a date night and want to drop the kids off, I highly recommend Adventure Kids Play Care in South Lake. Drop the kids off there for a couple of hours, have some dinner, enjoy yourself, and then go back and pick up the kids, and they will have had fun as well. We'll be right back after a few short messages.
Talk 660, Case Guy, and Mike Gallagher. Mike Gallagher. Weekdays at 8. News Talk 660, Case Guy. Dennis Miller thinks watching someone else struggle can be fun.
A blank, soldier. Four letters. Chris.
At ease, soldier. What is at ease, soldier?
All right.
What is ease, soldier? What is ease, soldier?
Chris Matthews finished a distant third on last night's Jeopardy. $2,300 with subsidies. Your winnings have instantly turned into $230,000.
The Dennis Miller Show, weeknights at 9 on your choice for intelligent talk. News Talk 660, K-Sky.
Tune in Sundays at noon for the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Join us each Sunday when we discuss the principles and practices of the successful real estate investor. We bring you experts to answer your questions on how to use real estate to build wealth and passive realized monthly income and teach you the ins and outs of investing in real estate. So tune in Sundays at noon right here for the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Tomorrow afternoon at 12 noon right here on News Talk 660 K-Sky.
From Plano to Denton down to Louisville too. Huffines has it. Also in McKinney, we'll prove it to you.
Celebrating 88 years of Texas values, save thousands now during the 88th anniversary sales event at both locations of Huffine Chevrolet in Plano and Louisville. Now is the time, and Huffine Chevrolet is the place to get Texas-sized 88th anniversary savings on a Texas-sized selection of new Chevrolet Silverados, Tahoes, Cruises, Equinoxes, Traverses, and Malibus, plus much more. And with the lowest financing and the highest cash rebates available, Huffine saves you even more. And Huffine's is proud to be the only winner ever of the Consumer's Choice Award for Auto Dealership Group of the Year. In Plano, see Ray Huffine Chevrolet at Coit Road in Plano Parkway. And in Louisville, see Huffine Chevrolet on I-35. Or click it and pick it at Huffines.net, where Chevy runs deep. Huffines.
Hi, this is George. I'm with the Filling Station DFW. We are a ministry led by a number of committed Christians from various denominations, and we want to pray for you. Now, we're not a church. We're a prayer ministry. So if you're troubled, burdened, sick, or in need of healing, I'd like to invite you to come down to the Filling Station DFW. Now, we meet every second and fourth Monday night at 7 p.m. at the Plaza Arts Theater, located in old downtown Carrollton. Visit us online at thefillingstationdfw.com. If you're listening and you're troubled, burdened, sick, or you need healing for something, I'd like to invite you to come down to the Filling Station DFW. The Filling Station is a ministry led by a number of committed Christians from various denominations, and we want to pray for you. Now, we're not a church. We're a prayer ministry. And we meet every second and fourth Monday night at 7 p.m. at the Plaza Arts Theater, located in old downtown Carrollton. Visit us online at thefillingstationdfw.com. That's thefillingstationdfw.com.
This is Mr. Flinder.
Oh, hi, boss. This is Richard. I've been stuck at home.
Oh?
Yeah, I've got a plumber coming out, and I'm still waiting for him to show up.
Boy, I sure know how that is.
You do?
What Mr. Flinder doesn't know is that Richard called Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Since Benjamin Franklin Plumbing has already come and gone, Richard has used the time he saved to play hooky.
Oh!
What's that, Richard?
I've got a big leak.
Poor guy.
Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Call 855-BEN-1776.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit geico.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
92.9 FM in Dallas. 95.5 FM in Arlington. 99.9 FM in Fort Worth. News Talk 660. K-Sky. 866-660. K-Sky is the number to call to ask your questions to Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on News Talk 660. K-Sky.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine, your source for health and wellness information, and your source for the true health and wellness information, because we give you the truth about how to live a healthy and happy life, the life you're intended to live. Now, we're talking about the digestive system. We're talking about making sure your body can absorb the nutrients that you consume. And I want you guys to realize this is our last segment. So if you have any questions, give us a call at 866-660-5759 so we can get your questions answered for you.
And even better, if you have any answers, call in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you want to comment on the show, please feel free to call in. We love hearing your comments, and we'll hang up on you if we don't like your comment. That's fine, too. actually, we probably won't, because I don't really know how to hang up on people. I just wait for them to hang up.
Well, I've tried calling in while sitting across from you and arguing with you that way, but I never could get in.
So. No, usually text message works well, but I'm not going to give my text message phone number out. Yeah. Anyway, long story short, we're talking about the GI tract. We're talking about how you can keep your body healthy, because if you don't eat the foods you're supposed to eat, or if you're not getting the nutrients you're supposed to get, then your body is not going to be able to utilize and have the nutrients. And the GI tract is vital for it. The GI tract is not just the stomach. It's the intestines where most of the absorption of foods take place. And when we eat fast foods or we eat foods that are void of nutritional value, then our stomach has nothing and our GI tract has nothing to digest.
Yeah, it's kind of a 1-2 whammy. If you eat bad food, A, they don't have the nutrients that you need, but B, they make your GI tract less efficient, so you don't even absorb efficiently the nutrients that are in the food that you're putting in your mouth.
Absolutely. So let me give you guys the phone number, 866-660-5759, and we are going to go right now to Joe on line one. Joe, welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine, my friend.
Well, hey, Doc. How y'all doing? Kevin, who is there?
Kevin, yes. And Doug.
Kevin and Doug. Great, guys. Well, I kind of had a question for you first off, and then a comment about some things that are working for me. When it comes to digestive concerns, could part of your problem be, of course, it could be age, et cetera, stress, could be any type of medications, et cetera. But it could also be a food allergy, correct?
That is correct. We have a lot of food allergies, but more importantly, what we have are food sensitivities. Because if there's a problem in the GI tract, then you're going to be more sensitive to foods, not necessarily allergic to them. Just because you have a food sensitivity doesn't mean that you create an allergic reaction. Because in a true allergic reaction, your body will have a lot of histamines released and produced, and then the liver has to get involved to detoxify that. So most of the time what we get are food sensitivities. For example, most of us have a sensitivity to sugar, not necessarily an allergy to it. Does that make sense?
Right.
We can be lactose intolerant, but that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to create histamines and go through a full-on allergy problem because we're lactose intolerant.
And that's a good explanation, Brian, because the term food allergy is used real loosey-goosey these days.
It is, and a lot of times they're food sensitivities. Yeah. Does that help answer your question?
Absolutely.
Now, Joe, wait, hold on. Let me touch on another topic that you brought up, because you talked about age being a problem. And let me explain that age gets the bum rap for so many things, but it's not chronological age. It's the length of time that a particular condition has been there. So, for example, a lot of times people, as they get older, they believe they develop problems. But the problems were developing all along, but what happens is you get old enough and the problem's been there long enough that the problem becomes a conscious problem that you become aware of.
It's the old adage, it's not the age, it's the miles.
That's exactly right.
You've lived a bad lifestyle for long enough that you've created a big problem.
Yeah. So I guess
it takes a while to get back on track.
That's exactly right. Problem that's been there for 20, 30 years, you're not going to get rid of it overnight. It's going to take time for that part of that whatever problem that is to heal naturally.
Well, you know, something that has really helped me, and I know exactly what you were talking about bad bacteria, about antibiotics, so taking, basically it's not only taking away the bad bacteria that's in your body, but also the good bacteria in your intestinal tract. And I know things like these little acidophilus type pearls you can buy, don't even need refrigeration, or even eat certain types of yogurt that are low in sugar, pineapple, apples. I know for me, and I want to thank a gentleman before I forget that called several weeks ago, and I had asked you a question about apple cider vinegar. Now, for me, for acid reflux, it has been outstanding, and I know he kind of confirmed that as well. I know a lot of people get positive results, but if you're doing other things such as green leafy vegetables, and appropriate times, staying away from excessive sugar and, of course, salt. Man, isn't salt a big problem?
It is. It's a real big problem. But more importantly than that, it's the amount of time we spend chewing certain foods, because a lot of times we're not chewing foods properly. What we're doing is we are just, one or two bites and then we swallow it down.
You know, that's my worst problem, and I started focusing on that. Actually, just listening to your program just in the last several months, I said, man, you had touched on this before, and I'm glad you brought it up again and just really dug in deep on this, but I want to thank you because you're what got me to really stop and think. Stop, slow down, chew your food. And I started noticing when I did that, the digestive, everything was better. Of course, doing other certain things. And I'll leave you with this. Isn't it true? It's not just what you take, but it's when you take it and when you don't take certain things together.
Absolutely.
Like, for example, zinc is great for healing and things like that, but isn't it true over 100 milligrams is actually will start to lower and go against you?
Correct. Yeah, you can take too much of it. Absolutely.
Well, listen, I sure appreciate you. Great show today, man.
Thank you so much, Joe. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Y'all too. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And also, keep working out. That's another thing. Get active. Sweat. Get moving.
Absolutely.
That's also going to help your digestive. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joe. Have a great weekend.
Y'all too. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Now I want to go to George on line two. George, welcome to the DFW Medical Magazine.
Hi. I've got a wife that's got two types of arthritis. We're approximately 80 years old.
Okay.
And she's got rheumatoid and psoriatic arthritis.
Okay.
And they were treating her with a drug called Mobic, and damn near killed her.
Oh, no.
Well, it was screwing up her hemoglobin.
Yeah, so one of the things that I would suggest strongly is to try and decrease the amount of inflammation that you have. There are a couple of different herbs that are actually very, very good for decreasing inflammation. Okay. Kevin and I were just talking to a guy on Tuesday was it Boswellia, Kevin?
Yes, Boswellia. It's one of the most potent anti-inflammatories.
Yeah, and so it's a complex of herbs, and what this Boswellia does, it's unbelievable how well this can decrease inflammation. So I would strongly recommend getting some Boswellia, and we also need to check your wife to see if she has some digestive issues in absorbing foods, because if she's been on different medications for those two different types of arthritis, there's a very good possibility that the acidity of the stomach has been buffered and the GI tract is not working as well as it should, because if the bacteria that are supposed to be in the GI tract are not there like they should, you could very, very easily go into a high yeast type of a state or environment down there, which again makes absorbing foods a little bit difficult.
Well, I've had ulcerative colitis most of my adult life, and I found out about probiotics.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much gone.
Good for you.
Yeah, yeah, but she takes the probiotics too. But no, What do you call a Boswell?
Boswellia. It's a tough one. It's a tough one, but it's Kevin, is it B-O-S-W-E?
It's actually B-O-S-W-E-L-L-I-A.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, is that stuff that comes from South Africa, cactus?
I'm not sure what the source is, but something to really keep in mind with it is you need to take it with a fatty acid. And if you can get your hands on it, black seed currant oil is a great stack.
And we keep these things, George, we keep these things stocked at the office. So what you can do is let me have you, when we finish talking here, give your name and number to Tiffany. And what we'll do is we'll try to coordinate sending you guys some of this Boswellia to try, and along with some of that black currant seed oil, so you can take those two in synergy.
I drink that.
Black currant seed oil?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Yeah, so then you're a step ahead of the game already.
Mine is something else. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, well, that's great if there's anything, because she really...
It sounds like she's really struggling. So what we'll do is, we'll try that. We'll give your information. I don't know if you gave it to Tiffany or not with your phone number, and we'll try to coordinate.
Didn't ask for it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So I'll put you on hold here in a second, and we'll get her to get all that stuff taken care of for you.
Okay. Well, no, that would be really well. She goes to the health food store about once a month, so she can probably get this stuff at the hospital. But if you could send us a sample, it would probably help us. Okay.
Yeah, we'll see. Where do you guys live?
Hudson Oaks,
out by Weatherford, right?
Yeah, well, it is Weatherford, isn't it?
Well, I guess I thought it was Hudson Oaks. I thought it was its own city.
it's right on the edge of it.
Okay.
Know? Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, George, thank you so much for listening.
Yep.
All right.
Well, we listen every Saturday.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah. We
appreciate your support.
Yeah. There's another substance called OPC3, which is fantastic for inflammation. That will really help as well. But we've got to get going. George, we'll get you information with Tiffany, and have a great weekend.
Sure.
You've been listening to the DFW Medical Magazine, your source for health and wellness information. You guys have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for 660 K-Sky.
Hi, folks. This is Dewey from Dewey Cheatham Air Conditioning. It is Slack's free weekend. That's right. Buy a new AC system from me and get a brand new pair of fancy britches.
Cut. Got it.
You think that's a better offer than a pogo stick and a bug zapper?
Yeah, but isn't it supposed to be tax-free weekend?
I'm Jeff Stewart with Reliant Air Conditioning, and now through May 25th, we're booking installations to take advantage of the Energy Star sales tax holiday, where you can save up to $1,000 per system. Combine that with Carrier's Cool Cash rebate, and you can save over $4,500 on a brand new air conditioning system. But appointments are limited, and our free estimates are being booked on a first-come, first-served basis. So call the other guys first, and then call Reliant Air Conditioning, and you'll see how we've been doing business for over 20 years, gimmick-free. 877-YOUR-HERO. That's 877-968-7437, or visit us online at ReliantAirConditioning.com.